expect a long, unsupported ride. It's 120 miles, and although it's great, there's nothing I can do about the distance. That's fixed. Expect a meeting at the pub on the park in London Fields in Hackney. Probably 250, 275 people, all pretty good bike riders. A real mixture of real headbanging couriers who just get on with it and people like me who commute to work every day and probably do 100 miles a week. Mostly fairly fit people, quite a few recumbents, a few tandems. And a fantastic atmosphere at the start. And once we're out of London, through Epping Forest, the scenery and the fields and the countryside is fantastic, but it's dark because it's a 9 p.m, not 9 a.m. start. And we always plan to do it nearest to the full moon in July. So usually there's a really clear sky, thousands of stars outside London. And us Londoners, you forget what the stars are like, so you ride into the stars. 60 miles out, we take over a village hall in Great Walding Field. And some really great people do vegetarian cooking, and that's open for about 6 hours, so you aim for that as halfway. And then you have some food, and then you come out, and the dawn's coming up, and it's just like a new day. You know, and you forget how tired you are, because you ride straight into the sunrise. And then at about 118 miles, you hit the sandy coast of Suffolk. And then 120 miles, it's Dunwich Beach, which is the end.
And what happens on the beach?
Oh, the end is fantastic, because there's a really good... classic. There's nothing there at Dunwich Beach except a pub, a few houses, a car park for the trippers, and a beach cafe. And the beach cafe opens early for us. They're opening at 5:30 this year. And we have breakfast, and then we have a swim in the sea because, well, no, I swim first. The first thing I do is jump in the sea and get clean, and you just feel really nice. Then you have a big breakfast, and then people just fall asleep on the beach.
How did the thing start in the first place? Where did it come from, this idea of riding through the night into the sea from East London?
This is the 12th one. And 12 years ago, legend has it that about a dozen couriers just met at the Duke of York pub in Clerkenwell, where they always meet and after work on a Friday. And it was such a beautiful night, they just started riding. And they just rode east until they hit the coast of Suffolk and, you know, splash, hit the sea, and that was it. And since then, it slowly got bigger and bigger.
How does the ride differ from all the other big sort of charity rides that there are about London to Brighton and London to Cambridge and all that kind of stuff?
Because it's thrown together in a really lovely, amateurish, hippie, off-the-wall way. And it's deliberately unsupported. You're on your own.
You know, so what do you need to bring?
You need to bring a change of clothes because it might rain, it might get cold. You need to bring a puncture repair kit, you need to bring some inner tubes, and you need to bring a sense of humour and a really open mind, because it's a fantastic bunch of people.